As protesters began to show up in downtown Harrisonburg for Monday night's silent march, around 300 gathered in front of the city's public safety building for a prayer vigil led by Harrisonburg City Councilman Chris Jones.
It's been a long, hard 400 years, and our time has been filled with slavery of the worst kind known to man. The raping of women and children, the burning and lynching in public places, which has made it so much easier for that officer to do that to Brother Floyd.
This was one of many ongoing protests after George Floyd's death at the hands of a white police officer in Minneapolis sparked national outrage at police brutality and racism in America. More than 1,000 people gathered downtown, marching with fists and signs raised in the air. The first half of the silent march stayed true to its name, but chanting erupted and echoed downtown as the crowd moved past City Hall.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
Say his name!
George Floyd!
As they circled back around to the public safety building, their chants commemorated Floyd, as well as Breonna Taylor, who was killed in March by police in Louisville, Kentucky.
Breonna Taylor! Breonna Taylor!
As the crowd returned to Liberty Park, speakers such as activist Johanna Turner concluded their demonstration.
I just want to remind us that our movement has to be global, it is intersectional, and it is visionary. And I want to say that this movement in defense of Black lives, we don't just bring our marching bodies, we bring our grieving hearts, we bring our resilient spirit.
The march was relatively peaceful, with minimal police involvement, and did not escalate into violence as other demonstrations have over the past few days. Local activist Malik Jones organized the protest and said to expect more like it in the future.
We can't just do this one time and expect things to change. In order to get real change, we're going to have to keep on pushing, keep on demanding, just keep on going. And so that's our plan for the future. I can't get into specifics right now, but that's our plan.
For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.